Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Varieties of Scientific Experience by Carl Sagan presents a reflective exploration of how scientific thinking intersects with humanity's oldest questions about meaning, purpose, and the possibility of God. Built from Sagan's well-known ability to translate complex ideas into clear, vivid language, the book examines religion not as a target for ridicule, but as a major human attempt to explain the universe and our place within it. Sagan approaches belief as a phenomenon to be studied, shaped by culture, history, psychology, and the changing frontier of knowledge. Rather than offering a single final verdict, he guides readers through examples from astronomy, physics, biology, and philosophy to show what science can say and what it cannot. The result is a personal, intellectually honest journey that invites curiosity and humility. It speaks to readers who value evidence and wonder, and who want a serious discussion of spirituality, skepticism, and the limits of human understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, science as a way of knowing and a way of wonder. A central theme is Sagan's view of science as both a disciplined method for testing ideas and a profound source of awe. He emphasizes that scientific knowledge is not a set of fixed doctrines, but a process that constantly revises itself in response to new evidence. This creates a natural tension with belief systems that rely on immutable authority, yet it also opens a shared space where wonder thrives. By showing how careful observation and skepticism can coexist with deep emotional responses to the cosmos, the book frames science as a human activity with ethical and cultural consequences. Readers are encouraged to see how hypotheses are formed, how claims are judged, and why uncertainty is not a weakness but a strength when dealing with complex realities. This approach also highlights the difference between questions that science can address directly and those that may remain philosophical or personal. The broader takeaway is that a scientific worldview can be spiritually resonant without requiring supernatural explanations. Wonder becomes grounded in reality, and meaning becomes something humans build through understanding, compassion, and responsibility, rather than something guaranteed by tradition. Secondly, religious belief as a human and historical phenomenon. The book treats religion as an essential part of human history, shaped by the needs and limitations of different eras. Sagan examines how religious narratives often arose to explain natural events, enforce social cohesion, and provide moral guidance long before modern science offered alternative accounts. In this view, belief is not simply a matter of individual faith, but also a product of geography, politics, education, and cultural inheritance. The discussion draws attention to how religious ideas change over time, sometimes adapting to new knowledge and sometimes resisting it. This historical lens helps readers understand why certain doctrines gained influence and why they persist even in technologically advanced societies. It also allows a fair-minded look at religion's dual legacy, the comfort and community it can provide, alongside instances where dogma has limited inquiry or justified harm. By treating religion as something to analyze rather than dismiss, the book invites readers to separate the emotional and moral functions of faith from claims about the physical universe. That separation becomes a key step toward respectful dialogue between believers, skeptics, and seekers. Thirdly, cosmology, origins, and the question of a creator. Sagan uses modern cosmology as a testing ground for ideas about creation. The book explores how scientific accounts of the universe's history, from early cosmic conditions to the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, influence the traditional concept of a creator. Instead of treating origins as a proof for or against God, the discussion highlights how explanatory gaps tempt people to insert divine action, and why that strategy weakens over time as knowledge advances. This approach encourages readers to distinguish between philosophical questions about why there is something rather than nothing, and scientific questions about how physical processes unfold. Sagan's perspective underscores that appealing to mystery can feel satisfying, but it does not automatically produce understanding. He also examines the human desire for a universe that is made for us, and how astronomy repeatedly challenges that assumption by revealing vast scales of space and time. Yet the cosmic perspective does not diminish human value, it reframes it. Meaning is not granted by centrality in the cosmos, but by the rare complexity of life and consciousness, and by what we choose to do with our brief moment in a very old universe. Fourthly, morality, human responsibility, and the limits of authority. Another major topic is how people ground morality and make ethical decisions. The book contrasts moral systems based on revelation or tradition with those built through reason, empathy, and shared human experience. Sagan's discussion does not assume that religion has a monopoly on ethics. Instead, it asks how moral progress occurs and what happens when authority is treated as unquestionable. This includes the risk of elevating any institution, religious or secular, into a source of absolute certainty. By emphasizing critical thinking, the book suggests that ethical maturity requires the ability to evaluate consequences, recognize bias, and revise beliefs in light of evidence. The scientific mindset becomes relevant here, not because laboratories can determine right and wrong, but because habits like skepticism and transparency support better public reasoning. Readers are prompted to consider how fear, tribalism, and charismatic leaders can distort moral judgment, and why pluralistic societies need methods for resolving disagreements without coercion. The implication is that responsibility cannot be outsourced to scripture, ideology, or experts alone. Each generation must re-earn ethical insight through education, dialogue, and a commitment to human dignity. Lastly, humility, uncertainty, and the search for meaning. The book returns repeatedly to intellectual humility as a virtue, especially when confronting questions that touch identity and ultimate meaning. Sagan argues for comfort with uncertainty, urging readers to resist the impulse to claim certainty where evidence is limited. This stance is not nihilistic. It is a disciplined openness that allows learning and reduces the harms of fanaticism. The search for God, in this framing, becomes part of a broader search for understanding why humans long for transcendence, how experiences of awe shape belief, and how different traditions interpret the same feelings in incompatible ways. Rather than promising closure, the book models a thoughtful way to live with big questions. It suggests that meaning can emerge from connection, curiosity, and service, and that recognizing our smallness in the cosmos can deepen compassion rather than produce despair. The reader is encouraged to value both the emotional reality of spiritual longing and the intellectual responsibility to test claims about the world. In the end, the search itself becomes meaningful because it cultivates honesty, wonder, and a commitment to reality. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who are curious about religion but unwilling to abandon standards of evidence, including scientists, students, lifelong learners, and spiritually interested skeptics. It also suits believers who want to understand how a thoughtful scientific mind approaches questions of God without resorting to caricature. The benefit is practical as well as philosophical. It strengthens critical thinking, helps readers separate emotional needs from factual claims, and encourages intellectual humility in a culture that often rewards certainty. And, by combining cosmic perspective with human concern, the book can expand a reader's sense of meaning and responsibility, showing how awe and ethics can thrive even without supernatural guarantees. Compared with similar books that either attack religion or defend it at all costs, Sagan offers a more balanced and enduring value. He treats religion as a significant human phenomenon, explores the power and limits of science, and invites respectful dialogue rather than tribal debate. The writing is approachable yet serious, making complex ideas feel relevant to everyday life. For readers seeking a clear, humane framework for thinking about faith, doubt, and the universe, it is a worthwhile purchase and a book to revisit. If you would like to support Carl Sagan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.